Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory for Thursday for accumulating snow. Otherwise, for today, we'll have sunny skies mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated snow showers late in the lower 30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, snow likely mid-30s. We'll see daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with snow showers early, cloudy skies. Right now, it's 30.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. The Sunflower State waking up to a Democratic governor-elect after Laura Kelly defeated Chris Kobach in the general election by a margin of 48% to 43%. In the U.S. House of Representatives, Roger Marshall will maintain his seat, as will 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. Also in U.S. House District 2, Steve Watkins maintaining his seat over Democratic challenger Paul Davis. An upset in U.S. House District 3 with Democratic challenger Sharice Davids defeating incumbent Kevin Yoder by a margin of 53% to 44%. In the race for Secretary of State, Scott Schwab was the victor there. Attorney General had Derek Schmidt with more votes than Democratic challenger Sarah Swain. Jake LaTurner is the state treasurer-elect and Vicki Schmidt the insurance commissioner-elect. Again, the margin of victory for Laura Kelly last night, 48% to 43% over Chris Kobach. Mid-America Network News.
The following alert is from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Attention listeners, have you received your new Medicare card yet? Medicare is sending out new and safer cards that no longer have your Social Security number on them. But beware of callers claiming to be from Medicare who say you need to pay for your card. You need to verify your Social Security number, or you have a balance on your old card and they need your banking information to transfer it to you. These are all scams. All you need to do is wait for your free card to come in the mail. To learn how to protect yourself from frauds and scams, visit AARP.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of...
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Republican Governor Pete Ricketts has sailed to a second term in Nebraska, prevailing over a Democratic state lawmaker who promised to govern as a centrist and reduce partisanship at the Capitol. Republicans typically are favored in Nebraska, given the GOP's large voter registration edge, and Ricketts had reason to be optimistic, with a 5-to-1 spending advantage and a series of television ads that touted his efforts to promote business locally and abroad. Nebraska voters have endorsed a proposal to expand Medicaid coverage under the federal health care law, but also elected a slate of Republicans who have rallied against it as an unsustainable government program. State officials are now required to submit a Medicaid expansion plan to the federal government for approval, but that process could be shaped by opponents who won re-election in the legislature and Republican Governor Pete Ricketts. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on Eiko parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the Eiko PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitty.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Results from the general election Tuesday showed 3,895 Marshall County voters turning out to the polls. Barb Kiekhaefer was elected 1st District County Commissioner over Steve Boyda. Barb Kiekhaefer, with 52% of the ballots cast, won 704 to 650. Kiekhaefer will assume the seat of Bob Connell, who did not seek re-election. Bill Panbacker of Washington was uncontested, winning the Kansas House District 106 position with 3,242 votes in Marshall County and 1,864 in Washington County. He takes the seat of Clay Aron, who did not run. Randy Garber wins the 62nd District for the Kansas House, defeating Amel Baker in Nemahal County. For U.S. House of Representatives, Roger Marshall held off a challenge in the Big First District from Alan LaPolice. Marshall took 61% in Marshall and 75% in Washington County. For the 2nd District, which includes a portion of Marshall County, Steve Watkins was declared the winner. He led Marshall County ballots as well with two-thirds of the vote. Marshall and Washington counties voted majority Republican across the statewide office ballot, and all of those were majority winners across Kansas with exception of governor. In Marshall County, Chris Kobach netted 47%, Laura Kelly 40%, Greg Armand carried 8%, while in Washington, Chris Kobach took 58%, Laura Kelly 27%, and Orman 12%. For Secretary of State, Scott Schwab carried 63% of Marshall, 76% in Washington County. Attorney General Derek Schmidt won 74% of Marshall County, 86% of Washington. For State Treasurer, Jake LaTurner took 73% in Marshall, 85% in Washington County. Vicki Schmidt was elected Insurance Commissioner, carrying 80% of Marshall and 88% of Washington County ballots. In Gage County, City of Beatrice voters chose to advance a half-cent sales tax for construction of a new fire station, with 53% voting yes. The measure is expected to generate $1 million annually. Myron Dorn, who had served as chair of the Gage County Board of Supervisors, was elected to the District 30 legislative seat, defeating Don Schuler, taking 53% of the votes. Dorn will take the seat of Roy Baker, representing Gage and Southern Lancaster counties. Top three vote-getters for the Southern School District at Wymore were Angela Meyer with 522, David Zimmerman, 513, and Jim Zvalonic, 469. Top three for Diller O'Dell School District were Adam Engelman with 271, Angie Clifford, 227, and Tony Landenberger, 218 votes. Results are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page as well. Again, in Marshall County, Barb Kiekhaefer defeats Steve Boyda for County Commissioner. Kiekhaefer carried 52% of the ballots. Joyce R. Jenkins, age 70 of Wymore, passed away November 1st. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Interment in the Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until Rosary at 7. Laughlin over at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Joyce Jenkins. Willie E. Armstrong, age 94 of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge of arrangements for Willie Armstrong. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, runs a casserole, a muffin, garden blend, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, goulash, garlic bread, mixed salad, and banana cake. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Thursday through Saturday is the holiday open house at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort. Elsie Grace's gets you in the holiday mood with tastings including fresh fudge, plus all fall decor half price. Then stop at the Treasure Chest for wreaths and swags of greenery. It's the holiday open house you won't want to miss at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort from 9 to 8 on Thursday and 9 to 5 Friday and Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for today, it looks like quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest, at least for today, but we do have another system that will move into the central parts of the Rockies, central parts of the Midwest, bringing a little bit of some wintry weather. We do have winter weather advisories in parts of Nebraska and Kansas, in which we're actually going to see accumulating snow. Looks like anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. Definitely going to see well below average temperatures, even cooler starting tomorrow over the next several days. Does look like we'll see quiet weather, though, as we head into Friday. So looking at the forecast, winter weather advisory for Thursday. Otherwise for today, we'll have sunny skies, mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated snow showers late in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, we'll have snow likely. We'll see accumulations of 1 to 3 inches, highs mid-30s. Tomorrow night, lingering chances of snow showers early, cloudy skies mid-20s. Friday, mostly sunny skies, high of 36 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early November, 60. The average low, 38. Sunset this evening, 5:15. Sunrise in the morning, 6:57. 30 degrees, some morning clouds. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 7th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Okay, class, today we're going to discuss the Earth's core. And to do that, I brought in Sonic's new quarter-pound double-stack cheeseburger. Here, you can see two types of melty cheese in the middle of two patties. Scientifically speaking, it's all ooey-gooey in the middle. Now, who knows what the outer core is made of?
Brioche?
French class is down the hall.
The clock is ticking. Try the new quarter-pound double-stack cheeseburger with tots for $2.99. This is how you Sonic.
Text not included. See menu for details. For a limited time, only participating Sonic drive-ins.
College basketball is back, and Duke makes a statement. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Fourth-ranked Duke stunned number 2 Kentucky, and it wasn't even close.
Reddish tipped it. Barrett took it away. 4-on-2. Barrett down the lane with a two-handed flush.
On the Blue Devils IMG Sports Network, Duke's freshman stole the show. R.J. Barrett finishing the night with 33 points, while Zion Williamson added 28 points and 7 boards. The Blue Devils beat the Wildcats 118-85. Meanwhile, top-ranked Kansas held off 10th-ranked Michigan State to open their season.
Skips ahead to Grimes. He wants a 6-3, and he buries it. He is flat out of his mind. Quentin Grimes cannot miss.
On the Jayhawks Sports Network, Quentin Grimes dropped 21 points in his debut. The Jayhawks get the 92-87 victory. And in college football, Michigan creeps into the top 4 for the first time since 2016. Alabama stays in first, while Clemson and Notre Dame are ranked 2 and 3. This is ABC Sports. To the NBA, the Celtics had the night off. The point guard Kyrie Irving was slammed with a $25,000 fine. Comes after Irving threw the ball into the stands following a loss to the Nuggets. The source of his frustration? Nuggets guard Jamal Murray in his last second attempt to get 50 points.
Obviously, you've won the game. You have it sealed. Had a great game, game of your life, and then, you know, you do something like that. It's just petty. It's immature. And, you know, we'll see him again, though.
The Celtics and the Nuggets will play again in March. Around the association, C.J. McCollum broke out of his shooting slump with a 40-point game against the Bucks.
C.J. crosses over, pulls up, drains a three!
On KPOJ, the Trailblazers went on to win 118-103. The Hornets top the Hawks in an Eastern Conference battle.
In transition, probing with a dribble, crosses over Trae Young, hangs in the air, lays it off the window. Kemba Walker says, watch this, Rook.
On WFNZ, Kemba Walker scored 29 points with 7 assists. Hornets win 113-102. This is Rich.
Friday night football action, sectional playoffs. Marysville hosting Galena. 5 o'clock kickoff live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover home to St. Paul. Kickoff at 6, live on FM 95.5. Axtell host Waverly. Kickoff at 7. We'll join that game at 7 or in progress following Hanover football on FM 95.5. All our games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well. Live Friday.
Get $600 off the latest smartphones when you switch to U.S. Cellular. No trade-in required.
Why should your wallet take a beating? Stop bobbing and weaving your way through bad deals and feel like a champ with this great deal.
Prices vary. Requires total plan with unlimited plus data, new line porting, credit approval, device protection plus required, qualified smartphone purchase on a 30-month 0% APR RIC and comes via a $20 monthly bill credit. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
Stop in at Five Star Cellular, our U.S. Cellular authorized agent store, 517 Broadway in Marysville, where you're treated like a neighbor, not just a number, and where service doesn't stop after the sale.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. China dropped imports of U.S. soybeans by 80% in September and increased Brazilian imports by 28%. This is the first time that China has provided data on the country of origin for its commodity imports since the month of March. China typically buys many of its soybeans during the fourth quarter from the U.S., is sourcing soybeans from Brazil as a direct result of the trade war with the U.S. Chinese buyers imported 7.59 million metric tons of Brazilian soybeans in September, up from 5.94 million metric tons a year ago. Soybean imports from the U.S., 132,200 metric tons, compared with 937,000 in September of last year. China implemented a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans in July as part of the trade war between the two countries. Corn and sorghum shipments from the U.S. were reported significantly lower as well. Well, USDA's Inspector General will investigate the proposed movement of two USDA agencies outside of the Washington, D.C. area. Politico is reporting the investigation will look into whether USDA followed proper procedures when deciding to move the agencies. Earlier this year, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a plan that would move the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture outside of Washington. The investigation also seeks to see if USDA has the authority to make the move. The investigation could trigger further efforts by Congress to block or restrict USDA decisions. USDA is planning to relocate the agency sometime next year, but many in Congress, along with others including USDA employees, have criticized the move. Perdue says that move would save the agency money. That's Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Tuesday was a choppy trading day as far as our futures markets are concerned. We saw some positive moves for Kansas City wheat. Corn and soybeans didn't fare so well over the course of the day. December corn down 3/4 at 373 and a quarter. March down 0.5 cent at 385 and a quarter. Each of the later months similarly lower. November soybeans down 1 at 872. January beans down 1.5 at 884 and a quarter. We were mixed in the products. December soybean meal 80 cents higher at 311.40. January was up 70 cents at 312.80. While December soy oil was unchanged at 27.90, January was down a point at 28.11. So mixed numbers in the soy complex. And as we pointed out, Kansas City wheat did well. December was up 3.25 at 5.08, and March Casey wheat up 3.5 at 5.31 1/4. But some choppy trade over the course of the day for our grains and soybeans. Same story in livestock. Hogs finished lower, but cattle were mixed. December live cattle up a dime at 115.42. February live cattle down 25 at 120.40. The later months were mixed. Feeder cattle sharply mixed. November feeders up 47 at 149.97. January was up 17 at 146.60. Again, later months tracking mostly lower, but some mixed numbers in the cattle complex. Hogs were down, sharply down. December hogs at 54.10, down $3. February hogs down 272 at 61.40. So it was not a good day for hogs and questionable on cattle. As far as cotton is concerned, a tough day there. December cotton finished the day at 77.43, down 1.44. March cotton was down 107 at 79.27. So a tough day for cotton. Crude oil took a beating too. Late in the afternoon on Tuesday, December crude down 96 cents at 62.14. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality from the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. A recent headline got to my attention. As Trump demonizes immigrants, these U.S. farmers aren't having it. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The headline in the Huffington Post read, "As Trump demonizes immigrants, these U.S. farmers aren't having it." And the subheadline, "Immigrant workers perform grueling jobs that many Americans won't do, and farmers know it. A Wisconsin program builds a deeper understanding between them." Well, the name of that program is Puentes Bridges. It's a small nonprofit that organizes annual trips to Mexico to bridge the cultural gap between farmers and their employees, and also the physical gap between the workers who generally stay in the United States and their families who generally stay back in Mexico. Madeline Heim is the reporter who wrote the story for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and for HuffPo. She's currently a reporter at the Winona Daily News in Winona, Minnesota. Madeline, how did you come onto this story?
This was a story that actually was born from a photograph. It was a photo that the center's multimedia director, Coburn Dukehart, had taken on a previous story. The center does a lot about the intersection of dairy farming and immigrants. And so there was this great photo of the director, the former director of Puentes Bridges, watching a video with one of the dairy workers who originally is from Mexico, his son, at his second birthday party back in Mexico, that had been taken by his boss, the farmer, when he had gone down on one of these trips to Mexico that is run through Puentes Bridges. And so that kind of really spotlighted this connection that, you know, some of these workers who aren't able to go back to Mexico because they fear being deported or picked up at the border, their boss, the farmer, is making connections with their family back home in Mexico. So that's kind of how it started.
Okay. Tell us what you found out about Puentes Bridges.
Puentes is an organization that started in the late 1990s by Sean Duvall. And basically, she had moved to Alma to be a teacher, and someone from the University of Wisconsin Extension reached out to her and said, you know, there are a lot of farmers that are hiring workers from Mexico. Would you be willing to teach them some Spanish?
Modest beginnings for a program that has become very important to Wisconsin's dairy industry. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Hey, farmers, it's Jen at Alliance Insurance. I know it's a busy time of the year, but don't forget to add ingestion on your combines and headers. Do you have all your equipment and big trucks insured? Come by and see me or give me a call. Jen at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Some morning clouds, 30 degrees outside. Colder weather coming our way the remainder of this week. 45 on the high side forecast today with sunshine.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Quentin Grimes scored 21 points in his college debut, and Dedrick Lawson added 20 points and 14 rebounds to lead number one Kansas past number 10 Michigan State 92-87 in the season opening Champions Classic yesterday. The Jayhawks won their third straight in one of college basketball's premier events. The Jayhawks demonstrated why they earned the top ranking, dominating the post, using three-pointers to pull away, and eventually found a way to close out the feisty Spartans. The Jayhawks now have a five-day break before opening at home with a game scheduled against Vermont on Monday. The news not nearly as good last night as the Wichita State Shockers fell to Louisiana Tech at home, 71-58. The Shockers will host Providence on Friday night, tip-off time at 5 o'clock. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection. Inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmidinc.com.
Fourth-ranked Duke showcased its new talent in a 118-84 thumping of number 2 Kentucky in the season-opening Champions Classic at Indianapolis. Freshmen R.J. Barrett, Zion Williams, and Cam Reddish had a combined 89 points for the Blue Devils, who handed coach John Calipari his most lopsided defeat at Kentucky. Rui Hachimura scored 33 points, and Zach Norville had 23 as third-ranked Gonzaga ripped Idaho State 120-79. Fifth-ranked Virginia rolled to a 73-42 rout of Towson behind Ty Jerome's 20 points, and number 6 Tennessee had no trouble with Lenore Ryan as Jordan Bone dropped in 18 points, and Kyle Alexander had 16 in the Vols' 86-41 thumping of the Bears. And the K-State Wildcats open their season this Friday night at 7 o'clock as they'll take on Kennesaw State. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. I'm Rick Everett.
Friday night football action, sectional playoffs. Marysville entertains Galena. Kickoff at 5, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Eight-man Division II, Hanover entertains St. Paul. Kickoff at 6, live on FM 95.5. We'll join Axtell hosting Waverly. Kickoff at 7, in progress on FM 95.5. Centralia entertains Opie. Kickoff at 7.
What's on display in the November nighttime sky? We will share the heavenly highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 7th, the 311th day of the year. Folk singer Joni Mitchell celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1944, FDR became the only president to be elected to a fourth term. Stargazers will need a clear view of the horizon this month for any meaningful planet watching. At nightfall, Saturn, with its rings still at wide open angle, will be low in the southwest. And just skimming the horizon will be Mercury, a mere 8 degrees high. In the pre-dawn twilight, you will find Venus low in the east, floating near the blue star Spica. And don't be shocked to spot a shooting star or two. The Taurid meteor shower is one of the least prolific showers, but it will be peaking at the end of the week. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about astronomy, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.